news to you. Politics.
More than 1,000 birthdays, graduations, anniversaries have been stolen from our lives by a bullet from a gun. One of those we lost was a young girl named Idea Pendleton. She was here in Washington with her classmates, performing for her country at my inauguration. And a week later, she was shot and killed in a Chicago park.
It's Trending Today with Carl Nelson, across America and internationally. Dial in with your comments at 877-373-9766. That's 877-373-9766. Now here's the host of Trending Today, Carl Nelson.
And of course, you can reach us on Facebook and Twitter at CarlNelsonShow.com. Just want to remind you, tomorrow Mark from Anaheim is going to be joining us and get some more information about this government shutdown and what's really going on behind the scenes. Well, as you know, we started a new weekly segment a few weeks ago here on Trending Today titled Life Tools with award-winning author and corporate coach Sophia Nelson Esquire. You can call in and talk to her and ask questions in real time. Sophia, welcome back. I understand that today you're going to have a special guest, renowned master trainer and executive coach, Nicole Roberts-Jones.
Hey, Carl, how are you? Yes, I'm really excited to have Nicole Roberts-Jones on today. She is an author, a speaker, and a life success guru. I like that. She's actually my personal coach as well, so I can attest that she knows her trade. And we're going to be continuing our series that we started last week, Carl, on getting past your past. And today, I'm going to let Nicole kind of take over, and you and I will be students in her classroom, and we'll interact with her as well as our callers. But she's going to talk with us about fear and facing our fear in order to get past our past. And I'd like to get Nicole on the line in a minute as soon as I recap last week's tools that we had when we started. The first tool was face it to fix it. The second was confront what and who has hurt you. And the third tool was take responsibility and ownership for your own healing in order to get past your past. So without further ado, Nicole has traveled around the country, globally renowned, works with motivation guru Lisa Nichols, who many of you know from The Secret, and from many of her appearances and conferences that she has around the country motivating the masses. And Nicole is what they call a master trainer, Carl, so she's, like, serious with this kind of life change stuff. And I look forward to hearing from her on today's topic of, you know, facing our fears in order to get past our past. So, Nicole, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Super excited to be on today.
Hey, Nicole. Welcome to Training Today.
How are you both? Thank you for having me. I feel so privileged to be the first guest on Life Tools. So thank you so much for having me.
Well, it was great to, you know, Sophia went out and said she got the best. So we want to hear for all that good information that you've got for us.
All right. Well, Carl,
oh, wow. That's,
go ahead. I'm sorry, Nicole.
I was going to say that's you know, some big shoes to fill. So thank you. I appreciate it.
You can handle it. You can handle it. You're an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman. You can handle it. Anyway, I had to get that in.
I know that's right.
Okay. So, Carl, what I'd like to do is you'll keep us and let us know when, you know, we need breaks and all, and so that we can let you take your breaks and get to callers. But, Nicole, let's start. You know, the whole purpose of Life Tools, right, is to give people the tools on how to change their lives, how to be better, how to do better. Oftentimes I think we all want to do better, but we don't know how. So why don't you give us your three life tools for today, and then we'll talk about them in the context of facing our fears in order to get past our past.
Sure, sure. So first, let me just stop for a minute. I'm not sure if you did this last week, but let's talk about what is fear. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. I'm having this conversation now where I am in this fearful place of letting go of sugar in my diet. And so what I've found out is sugar is in just about everything. And guess what? So is fear. So fear mm-hmm. can look like this. It can look like, of course, looking at things from your past, and we'll talk about that. But it can look like indecision when you can't make a choice or you won't make a choice. It can look like doubt. It can look like a lack of ambition or, which is this is a big one that we all get stuck in, acceptance of good enough. It can look like being too careful or procrastination or the concern of folks judging you or what will people say or what will people think. And it can really look like a lack of trust or, here's another big one, at least this used to be my big one, anxiety of never finding love or a loss of love. So fear is really about us playing small and not owning truly who we are and what our gifts are and what we desire, not owning that. That's what fear is, or how I would define fear.
I think that's great. Carl, you have any thoughts?
No. Interesting how she defined what fear is, and I think that's one of the first things you've got to do, figure out what is fear, because a lot of times people don't know that it actually is fear. You may be stuck, you may be inertia, you're scared to make a decision on certain things, and, you know, you're hoping that somehow the time will make that decision for you. I'm just wondering if that is the same thing, but I'll tell you what, hang on a second, because we've got to take a quick break. Folks, you too can join the conversation with Sophia and Nicole. It's real easy. The number to call is 877-373-9766. You've got questions about fears and anxiety. We'll take your calls right after this quick break. This is Trending Today.
That's 877-373-9766. This is the number to join the conversation. Here's Carl Nelson.
Staying with us, folks. If you only knew what happens in the breaks. But thank you for also reaching out to us on Facebook and Twitter at CarlNelsonShow.com. We've got Sophia and Nicole, and ladies, welcome back. Let's get to it. Nicole, give us your thoughts on how fear keeps us stuck and worse from becoming who we could be in life. How do we face fear and overcome it or walk through it?
So I would say really it keeps us stuck because so many of us accept that what happened yesterday will be or will project what will happen tomorrow. So in other words, we look at everything through the glasses of our past. We put on these pink color glasses. Notice the color I said, Sophia. We put on these pink color glasses and we look at everything as if it is that one color. When in all actuality, we are supposed to learn the lessons from what happened to us yesterday so that it can help us define tomorrow. So if I were to give you an example, I'll use myself for an example. So every man I dated, not one, but every man I dated before my husband, I promise you they use the same script. And I kept having the same issue over and over. They seemed to always want to cheat
on me. Back up a second. What was that script? Just in case I'm some brothers out there listening and they
want
to use it again. What was
that script?
All right, you two, stay focused.
You know I can go off on a tangent easily. So really what was happening was I kept having the same lesson brought to me over and over, but I was too stubborn to learn it. I kept thinking, oh, well, this is as good as it's going to get. You know, oh, well, there's nobody better than him. I'll just settle for whatever this is, and it's going to be okay. And you look past what's happening instead of realizing, no, something's not right here and not allowing it. So when I began to do that and began to honor what my worth was, mind you, that was my issue. I didn't own or know my worth. When I began to say, this is not acceptable, I'm not dealing with that, and stopped allowing my past to define me, what I learned is who I was and what I wanted, and then I was able to receive that man that deserved that, that would honor that. So it was really beginning to understand what you want and not limiting possibility based on what happened yesterday. If today, you know, we call the present moment the present, well, when I think of present, I think of a gift. So if you're going to be in the present, then allow that lesson to gift you with what's possible for tomorrow.
Nicole, give us some, give our listeners, because this is important, and I know folks are going to be calling in because they're actually texting me and tweeting me. tell me quickly your three life tools for today relative. We didn't get to those yet. We started to talk, but what are your 3 points you want callers to know about relative to this subject?
Sure. So one, number one is don't settle. Kind of just talked about this, but, you know, part of our fear is accepting that right now is as good as it's going to get. And when you know in the core of your belly that you want more, then don't settle and think, okay, this is good enough. So in other words, I call this placing your order. So for a couple years ago, I think it might have been 10 years ago, we talked about vision boards where we write out everything we want. So you've got to place your order to the universe. So if I go to McDonald's, even though I'm supposed to be eating right, you heard me say that a few minutes ago. If I go to McDonald's, I go to that drive-up window, and I'm not sitting there indecisive about what I want. I place my order. I ask for exactly what I want. And that's what we've got to do in our life, to not limit ourselves, to not settle for less than what we desire, but to actually ask for what we want. So that's one. Number one is to not settle. Number two is really beginning to look at what you're focusing on. And I would say number two is to get your mind right, to get your mind in alignment with what you want. See, so many of us focus on what we don't want. We focus on what happened yesterday. We tell the same story over and over again and don't realize that that's projecting into our spirit, and it keeps us stuck in that place instead of us focusing on that order we placed, instead of us focusing on what we do want. So this is where I would say the power of your mind is really the power of your intention. So if you intend to get that thing that you want, you've got to stay focused on it. And anything that's contrary to that, you've got to prune it. Now, I'm not a gardener, so any gardeners that are listening, please feel free to text and correct us or me. But anytime you're gardening, if there's a leaf or a branch that is dying on that, you know, on your vine or what have you, you prune it so that the rest of that harvest can grow. So when you're thinking negative thoughts, when you know who you are and what you want, then you prune everything that's contrary to that. So in order to do that, you've got to do two things. One is write out what you want, which is number one, around not selling. But number two, write out everything that's great about you. Everybody has things that are great, and everybody has things that are not so great. But if you focus on the fabulosity of you and not stay stuck on negative, then you can prune the negative and keep growing the positive. I can go on and on about that. So what I want you to get here is what you think about, you bring about. I'm going to say that one more time. What you think about, you bring about. So you place your order and then realize what you think about, you bring about. And then number three is what I like to say is kind of like get your gladiator on. It's getting the I got this mindset. So I can say this for Sophia because I'm pretty sure, knowing her, that Scandal is her favorite TV show, too.
I love it.
Right. So if you watch Scandal, you know, Olivia Pope calls her, well, I don't think she calls her staff, I think her staff calls themselves this, they call themselves gladiators. And if you think about them in the context of that TV show, then you know that they go into any case thinking, I got this, as if I won before I even started. So if you write this whole list, you place your order to the universe, then you've got to already believe you're going to receive it before it even comes to you. It's like if I live in Boston. So if I'm driving to New York at night, I can't see where I'm going, right? Well, I have to heavily rely on my GPS. And then I'm also relying on my headlights, which only really let me see about 100 feet in front of me. So if I'm driving down the street, I don't know where I'm going next until I get to that street and the GPS says turn right. Right? So if that is the case, then I have this whole mentality when I get in the car that I got this. In other words, I'm going to make it to New York because I'm trusting the GPS. So if you're trusting the universe and you're putting your order in, if you're typing in your direction in that GPS, then you've got to know that you will get to that destination. Stop worrying about how it's going to happen and, oh, what's it going to look like. You know, we don't think about that when we're in the car driving. We just take it moment to moment. I'm going to turn right here, and then you turn left whenever that left turn comes. You're not anxious about when it's coming. You trust that when it's time to come, You will hear the GPS say, turn left, and you turn. And so, in other words, that gladiator mindset puts you in a place where you already receive that you are successful. You already receive that you will get that next job. Even if your boss didn't appreciate your brilliance, that was that boss's problem, not yours. You learn the lesson from whatever dysfunction happened, and you move to what's possible. Same with my ex. I could go on and on with that because that was totally my issue. So whatever that is in your life that has you stuck looking in those pink color glasses, if you place your order and not settle for anything else, if you begin to realize that what you think about you bring about, and then you put your gladiator on, then anything is possible for you. But you've got to be willing to do these three things, which are not easy to do.
Nicole, let me ask you this, and then Carl, I'll let you if we have callers. Nicole, I was at an event yesterday with the Yala Van Zandt up in New York, and she talked about something I think relates to this a little differently about vision and the power of vision and being able to see something when you're in a mess and when life is hard and when it's beating you down. Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about how vision and fear, like how you use vision to deal with fear and bad circumstances when we feel really stuck in our past or like we can't move forward.
So the thing that I have learned over time is that hope has nothing to do with the process, but everything to do with the destination. I'm going to say that one more time. Hope has nothing to do with the process, but everything to do with the destination. So when you're going through something and it's so hard, if you stay focused on that, then you won't have any movement. But if you look at where you want to go. So I did read your post about Ayanna Van Zandt. And so really for her, you know, she wanted to fit in a size 10 dress and she was at a size 14. And really staying focused on that size 10, putting it out so she could see it. So whatever that looks like for you, I know on my vision board, I have happy relationship, marriage. Honey, I put that on there before I even knew my husband's name. So, you know, you've got to know what it is you want. You know, I put on there that I'd be speaking in front of crowds before I even really had a speaking career. And so what is it that you want? So it's when you get your mind in alignment with what you want. It's like you're watering a seed. So once you say what you want and then you get your mind in alignment and your actions are in alignment with it, you're watering a seed. And in the beginning of it, if you're a gardener, like I said earlier, when you first plant a seed, you water it and water it and water it, and nothing comes out of that ground, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's when you can easily be frustrated and go back to those pink color glasses and think, uh-oh, I'm in that place and it's never going to get better. But you've got to find a way in your mind to trust and put, you know, say affirmations, find positive things to say to keep you moving toward what's possible, what you want.
All right. Ladies, hang on a sec because we got to take a break for news at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, so we've got some people who want to speak to you, both of you. Take your calls, folks, at 877-373-9766. Speak to Sophia and Nicole right after the news. This is Trending Today.
Welcome back to Trending Today with Carl Nelson. 877-373-9766. This is the number to join the conversation. Here's Carl Nelson. Carl Nelson.
Staying with us, folks. You can reach us on Facebook and Twitter at CarlNelsonShow.com. Our guests are Nicole and Sophia. We're talking about life lessons. We got some folks who want to speak to you, ladies. Let's go to line one. Carol is joining us from Houston, Texas. Carol? Is Carol there on line one?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I was calling to ask a question about dealing people in your past. And thank you, both of you lovely, blessed ladies, for this topic. It's so important. But my question is, when you have to place people out of your life, how do you do that in a godly way? And then What do you do if it's members of your own family?
Nicole, I will let you take that, but I will simply say that I appreciate the caller for that call. It's a great question. I think part of what gets us stuck is that we don't remove people from our lives. You guys know I'm always talking about Know Your Row. That was the very first show that Carl and I did, and Nicole's in my row, among others. And I think removing those people who mean you no good or who just are not for you or don't share your same life code or values is critical to moving forward. And sometimes, yes, it's family, and it's complicated when it's family because then we have, you know, to see them and deal with them at events or family things. But sometimes our family can be the most toxic people in our lives. Nicole?
Hey. And I agree with that. You know, interesting in regards to Know Your Role is in regards to family or even close friends. You know, you can have a friend that you've known since you were 5 years old, and all of a sudden she or he can become toxic. So you in no way call them and say, I'm letting you go, because that just causes a whole nother fight, another argument. But what you do is you get to define who they are in your life. So, like, for instance, your family members, you might see them once a year, twice a year. And when you see them, it's around a family event, and that's it. That you limit your contact with them. So it's really understanding you get to define, you get to choose how they get to play in your life, what role they sit in, whether it's the front row, the back row, or the balcony. So meaning, you know, again, looking at some people you can't totally erase out of your life. I understand that with family, but you can define how much they get to pour into your life. Does that make sense? Am I answering your question?
Yes, absolutely. And putting them in the role, I think, you know, just deciding what the relationship should be and not letting people abuse you, even if it's family. And but that's so right. hard to do in a godly way.
And what you do is you love them. You can love them without them being fully 100% in your life. You can still show them love and compassion, but that does not mean that they have to be in your life where they're pouring into your life and they get to say their opinion about what you're doing and they get to, you know, infiltrate your mind. Because when negativity comes in, when you're fighting negative off and people are bringing in negative, it's just going to really hurt your journey. If you're really, really, really in a hard place, then you've got to know that whoever is on your team, they're either scoring points or they're not. And if they're not scoring points, they don't deserve to be sitting on that front row.
That's good. With family time coming up and the holidays, that's why I wanted to get advice on this question.
Thanks for your question, caller.
Thank you.
All right. Interesting. Great questions. Let's keep going. 877-373-9766. You got a question for the ladies? It's the number to call. Let's go to Donnie. Donnie's on line 3 in Vancouver, listening to us on 1480. Donnie?
Yes, good morning, ladies. Good morning, Carl. I'm going to miss you.
Good morning.
Yeah, the reason I'm calling is my fear is, you know, I own a business, and I, you know, when I first started the business, I had a big fear not knowing business at all, going into something and thinking, you know, hope that I'm going to be able to overcome it. And so now that the business is doing okay, I'm ready to move on to either a bigger place, but I'm so scared, you know, to, like, I'm content. And to where I'm at, right? I have a small little hole-in-the-wall barbecue business in Vancouver. And now,
I'll tell you what, hang on a second, Donnie, because we got to take a quick break. Stay with us. Folks, we got to take
okay.
a quick
Don't
break.
Go anywhere.
We'll come back, 877-373-9766. Speak to Sophia and Nicole. Take your calls right after this short break. This is Trending Today.
Welcome back to Trending Today with Carl Nelson. 877-373-9766. That's 877-373-9766. This is the number to join the conversation. Here's Carl Nelson.
And thank you for staying with us, folks. And thank you for reaching out to us on Facebook and Twitter at carlnelsonshow.com. We've got Sophia with us and also Nicole. Before the break, we were speaking with Donnie on line 3 out of Vancouver, listening to us on 1480, Vancouver, Washington. Donnie, you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, my question was that, you know, I took everything I had from my 401k to start a business that I didn't really know any about, never been a businessman in my life, but I kept trying to tell myself that I could do this. Well, now that it's actually been in place for 6 years, all the customers ask me, well, why don't you get a bigger place? And so My biggest fear is taking on that bigger place and maybe failing, you know. And so my question is for, I believe it's Sophia, is, yeah. you know, what steps would be good for me to take? Because I'm a father of 9 children, so I have to be make the right decision to, for not just me, but for my whole family. And so I have a question for you, like, you know, like that.
I'm actually going to punt that one over to Nicole. I think it's a great question. My comment is just generally that, again, anytime we have fear, I said this last week, you got to face it to fix it. And all of our fear is handled when we face it and just admit that we're afraid of something, which you're doing. And I think that takes a lot of courage. Nicole?
Yeah, so first I want to commend you because it's so hard to even admit that we're afraid, number one. Number two, I want to commend you for starting a business 6 years ago when you didn't even know what the heck you were doing, right? So
yes,
if you didn't know what you were doing then, why do you have to know what you're doing now? That's my first question.
Well, because I'm stepping up to a bigger scale.
If I can interrupt you, when you started your business 6 years ago, you were stepping up to a bigger scale. So the reason I'm saying that is really anytime you push yourself to the next level, it's scary because you've never done it before. Nobody you know has done it before, you know, so you have no point of reference. But what you can do is, again, not focus on the process, but looking at the destination. What can you do where you are right now to either get tools you need to get to the destination? Not looking at the process because it's going to be a step by step. And sometimes we have to take the first step before we can even know what the heck the second step is. And so it's what can you do first and then second and then third? You know, who can you call on, whether it's going to a class, whether it's finding a coach that can help really help you make this move. It's really looking at the tools you can gather to help you make the next choice. That's one. Two, as I hate to tell you, you're going to have to do it afraid. There's no way you're going to get rid of your fear. When you're doing anything great, ask Tyler Perry, ask Oprah, ask anybody that's done anything great, anything no one else has done before, they had to do it afraid, meaning that you have to push through your fear to accomplish this great goal because it is scary. It's huge. And the reason why you even had the bold audacity to set the goal is because you knew you could do it.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Donnie. Let's keep going. Let's go to line one. Kelly's joining us from Buffalo, New York, listening to us on the Internet. Kelly, you're on with Sophia and Nicole.
Yes. Hi. I had the pleasure of meeting Sophia when she came to Buffalo for the Women in the Spotlight luncheon back in August. And, Sophia, you were amazing.
Hey, Sora. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Actually, I'm a Delta, but we are sisters in Greekdom. That's okay. That's okay. We
that's
are sisters
right,
in Greekdom.
Red and white makes pink, so
exactly.
It's
exactly. Thanks for the love. And hello, Nicole. I've been listening.
How are you?
Good. How are you? My question is, what advice would both of you wonderful women share with successful men and women who walk around, they carry a lot of guilt for being successful. I'm a life coach, and I have many clients who are very successful, but they feel very guilty and uncomfortable when family and friends, and I can attest to it myself, at times when people will say, wow, you've changed. You know, and I always tell them their response.